Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight, Lord, just thanking you for the opportunity to minister to your people, Father. Father, I just ask that you keep your hand upon the rest of this service. Father, I ask that you bind any attack of the enemy that tries to come against it. I ask that you let your people receive what you've intended this night, Father. Father, I ask that you only let me say what you want me to say and nothing more, Father. And I thank you and praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message tonight is God Will Provide. I'm speaking to you tonight from personal experience. God promises to supply all of your known and unknown needs. Not just your financial needs, but your spiritual needs, your emotional needs, your physical needs, your relational needs, and your personal needs. How can you learn to practically trust God and activate His provision to experience what He has promised you? Christianity is a personal relationship with God. It tells us in Philippians 4:19, "But my God will supply all of my needs." Sometimes we think we need one thing, but God knows that we need something else. God supplies according to His riches, not yours. You have to believe that He is your God and that He will supply every need. What you hear from God in peaceful times is what you will hear from God in troubled times. You have to learn to hear the voice of God when we are not going through a trial or test, so we will be able to hear the voice of God when we do go through a trial or a test. Don't just listen to God once. We should listen to God continually. Don't hold anything back from God. Worship is holding nothing back from God and knowing that He will supply the need. We need to surrender our way of thinking to God. God's way of thinking brings us out of trouble where sometimes our ways of thinking can get us into trouble. What does it mean? When I say I trust you, Lord, believe what He says by doing what He says. Are you ever tempted to doubt that God will not provide for you? Are you tempted to fear about your financial future? Will you have enough money to pay your bills, to pay your taxes this year? Your car is on its last leg. Will you have enough to get another one? And how about those home repairs? You want to pay down on that equity line of credit, but don't see how it's going to happen. Can you really be confident that God will provide for you in the future? I'm here to tell you tonight that yes, God will provide for you. He is our caring Father. When we put all of our trust and faith in Jesus to save us, not only does God wash away our sins, but He adopts us as His very own children. And it tells us that in Ephesians 1:5. It says, "He predestined us for adoption to Himself and sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will." God has adopted every believer in Jesus in His very own, as His very own son and daughter, and as our loving Father, He cares about His children. If we care for our children and would do anything we could to provide for them, how much more will God provide for His children? You can trust God's provision. Because God loves to give us good gifts. Jesus said, "Our Heavenly Father delights to give good gifts to His children." It tells us in Matthew 7:11, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" Our Father in heaven gives us good things. He gives good things to us when we ask Him, but we have to ask Him. In fact, it is our Father's nature. It is His nature to give us good things. It tells us in James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Our Father is a gift giver. We can be 100% confident that God will provide what we need. He's already given us the greatest gift. The greatest gift God has given us is His Son, Jesus Christ. This is how much God loved the world and how much He loves us, that He gave His Son to suffer the wrath and pay for our sins, that He could forgive us, save us, and bring us to Himself. Would God hold back our daily bread from us when He gave us His precious Son? No, He wouldn't. Would God keep a job from us or fail to provide anything else that we truly needed? No, He wouldn't. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Psalms 81:10. God essentially said, if I rescued you from slavery in Egypt, which you could never have saved ourselves from, don't you think I will meet all of your other needs? Open your mouth wide. Ask me for big things. Ask me to meet your needs and I will. I will fulfill it. I did the big thing. Surely I will take care of the lesser things. So if God can do the big things for us, He can do the small things as well. Like putting bread on your table. God did the big thing for us. He saved us from our sins and His wrath. He gave us eternal life. He made us His children. So ask Him for your provision. He'll surely take care of all of our needs. If God gave up His Son, you can be sure that He will provide your daily needs. Green pastures speak of abundant provision. Jesus cares for His flock, and He cares for each one of His sheep individually. He will provide every single thing His sheep need. Later in Psalms 23, it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Psalms 23:5. Even though we are surrounded by spiritual and at times physical enemies, our wonderful host prepares a table for us. Obviously a spiritual feast, but He certainly provides us material things as well. David expresses his confidence in the Lord's provision when he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Matthew 6:7-11. First, Jesus said our Father knows what we need before we even ask Him. Then He tells us to worship our Father and remember He is holy. Hallowed be thou name. We are to pray that God will bring His kingdom on earth and then ask our Father to provide our daily bread. Ask. How hard is that? We just have to ask our loving Father to provide what we need each day. And Jesus would not tell us to ask if His Father didn't intend to answer those requests. Jesus never gives us vain exercises. If He says ask, it is because God intends to answer. You can be confident in God's provision because He has given you an unshakable promise and provision. God has promised each and every one of us blessings. Our Father doesn't simply have a tiny portion of goodness to give us. He has stored up abundant goodness for those who fear Him and run to Him. So we can be confident again that God will supply the need. God cares for His creation. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not more life than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Matthew 6:25-26. The birds of the air aren't God's children, yet the Father provides for them and feeds them. God cares about His creation. How much more, Jesus says, does God care for us, His children? God hasn't adopted sparrows and penguins as His children. God didn't send His Son to save the woodpeckers and crows, but He still feeds them. He still feeds them because He cares. God provides for the birds of the air. How much more will our Heavenly Father provide for us? If you're tempted to doubt that God's provision is, look at how God provides for the rest of the creation. If you're tempted to think that way, you can be confident that God will provide for you. And God's told us to ask. We need to be open and willing to ask. We have to ask our Heavenly Father. God has a compassionate heart. Jesus said he had compassion on the multitude who had followed him for the past 3 days because they hadn't had anything to eat. And he was concerned about sending them away hungry. Jesus demonstrated his Father's heart here. Our Father cares about our needs. He cares about our well-being. So Jesus, continuing to show his Father's heart, multiplied loaves of bread and fishes and fed the crowd, and they hadn't even asked him to. Our Father has compassion on us. He cares about our well-being, and he has shown that he has a desire to supply our needs. Jesus' compassion for the crowds gives us confidence that God will provide for us. He gives us that confidence. He wants us to have that boost. He wants us to know that he has us. God has never failed to keep his word. God has told Israel he would bring them out of Egypt, conquer all of their enemies, and give them the promised land. And in Joshua 21, it says that God fulfilled his word. Joshua 21, 43 through 45 says, "Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give their fathers, and they took possession of it, and they settled there, and the Lord gave them the rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all of their enemies into their hands. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass." It tells us right there that all came to pass. Not one word of God's good promises has failed. All came to pass. God does not and cannot lie. He will fulfill his every promise to us, including every promise to provide for us. When we look at the lives and saints throughout history, we will see that God's faithfulness, and if God lets us live through enough, we will see his faithfulness in our lives. And that is what we will one day see. I've given you about 9 reasons that you can be confident in God's provision. The Bible is filled with promises that our God will be with us, that he will never forsake us, that he will protect us, that he will provide for our children. And if you struggle with temptation to doubt God's love and his provision, write down the scriptures that I've given tonight in a journal, in just somewhere, and continue to refer back to them. And keep praying and fighting the good fight to believe God's word, because God's word does not return null and void. Someday, you will be able to say, not one word of all of God's promises has failed. All has came to pass. Every single one of them has came to pass. Whatever your needs are, when you trust in him, especially by the way of giving for the sake of his mission, he will not fail to meet your needs. There may be some wants and desires that are not from him, but he will bring your heart's desires in line with what he is providing. If there is something that you need, he will supply it. Once again, there is no limit to God's riches that he will give to us out of the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, means that it is through Jesus and because of Jesus that we have the Father as our supplier. God is the head of Christ, and Christ is the head of man, 1 Corinthians 11:3. The head is the leader and source. All God's gifts come to us through the glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. There are at least 169 verses in the Bible that refer to the ways that God can provide for us. Philippians 4:19 puts it simple, "My God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ." While prosperity seekers might always be looking for money or possessions to miraculously arrive, we should take a closer look at what God desires to provide for us. Like any good parent, God would never give us what he knows would harm us. His intent is to help us develop Christ-likeness so that we can become salt and light in the world, Matthew 5, 13 and 14. God does not want us to see him as a heavenly source of mere material possessions. Acquiring things is not the fundamental goal of God. He wants to provide our needs. God is concerned with every part of our well-being. He is concerned with our spirit. He is concerned with our soul and our body. As the facets of his character are infinite, so the ways God provides for us are beyond anything that we could ask for or ever imagine. We can trust his goodness. We can trust his guidance. We can trust his shepherding because he cares to do more for us than we could ever achieve on our own. God has that desire. God wants to provide a way for us to develop an intimate, conversational, obedient relationship with him so that we can lead ourselves and others into the quality of life that he wants us to have. Amen. Those whose shepherd is the Lord can say, I lack nothing. Psalms 23:1. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches his disciples to ask for provision, and our dependence on God is affirmed each time we pray. Give us this day our daily bread, Matthew 6:11. In Matthew 6:24-25, Jesus tells his disciples not to worry about food or clothing. The Father knows our needs. He desires a covenant relationship with us, and that involves trusting him to meet our daily requirements and seeking his kingdom first. If we don't seek God's kingdom first, then, you know, there's really no hope. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So if we continue to walk uprightly each and every day, and I know that none of us are perfect, but we can strive to be, you know, and we have the opportunity to say, God, please forgive me. I've made a mistake. Please wash me clean. I've made a mistake. And God will forgive you for those things. God knows the difference between our needs and our wants. Because he knows that where our treasure is in our heart. And God knows what's in your heart. He wants us to know that the world is not our home. And that part of what we need is to shift our focus to eternal life while still living in this life. James 4:3 is an answer to our questions about why prayers sometimes go unanswered. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. Amen. That you may spend what you get on your pleasures. God sees the heart and our prayers, and he knows our motives, and that's important to him. Many passages about God's provision relate to our need for food and clothing and the daily physical needs of our life. Others refer to the needs of our soul and spirit, our inner man. He provides us with peace, comfort, and power, love, and self-discipline. In fact, he has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In whatever physical state we find ourselves, we can be content in the Lord. Passages such as Colossians 1:15 and Jeremiah 1:5 give us an assurance that God's love and direction, even before conception. What a gift to know that God has been involved in our lives from the very start. He knew his plan for us before we were even born. His love for us is unconditional. He has a desire for our highest good. He is truly Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. God's provision extends to his ongoing relationship to all of his creation, which is deeply dependent on him. Often, we take for granted the rain that falls, the sun that comes up every morning, the refreshing winds that blow, and the tides that cleanse the shores, and the oceans. We take all of those things for granted, but all of these things are watched over by our loving God, and he has a provision for us. Amen. Are you going through a rough patch, a tough time? Remember that God has always provided. He has never abandoned you. He is always taking care of you and your family. He will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Jesus Christ. I believe it and I declare it over your life, because the Lord is your shepherd and you will not want for nothing. Amen. You are His beloved sheep. Yes. He knows you by name and He will never leave you. God will supply all of your needs, but we must not take that to mean that He will give us everything we want or what we think that we might need. He knows far better than we do our true physical and spiritual needs. God knows that. Yes. And He will always meet them according to His riches and according to His plan in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore know that He will be faithful to us, and we must be faithful to Him. We must be faithful to His church, and we must be faithful to His commandments. In closing tonight, I'm just going to say, God can be your emotional support. God gives inspiring and great ideas. We should always refer to Scripture. And inspirational words. You know, God will supply the need. He loves all of His children unconditionally. And I speak to you from experience tonight. I'm so honored to be able to stand here and just be able to, you know, share what God has given to me to be able to share with you tonight. And I thank Pastors Rock and Pastor Sharon for the opportunity in doing that. But I just want to remind everyone to continue to stand on the Word of God. Know that your Heavenly Father loves you. The devil might try to lie and tell you that God's not going to supply the need, but I am here to tell you tonight that God is the supply, God is the source, and He loves you unconditionally, and He wants to provide the things not only that you need, but He also wants to give you the desires of your heart, maybe some of those wants as well. So I encourage you tonight to continue to grow closer to Him each and every day. When the devil tells you that God's not going to do something, you speak to that devil and you tell him, no, my God is going to supply every need that I have, that my family has, that my church family has, that my pastors have. And at the end of the day, we will all stand in agreement that God is the source. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Wow.